From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. We're going to spend a few minutes today with sustainable food guru Michael Pollan. Gluten-free, free-range, organic. Can you try too hard to eat healthfully?
But first, Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki fielded tough questions today as he testified before the Senate Veteran Affairs Committee. The senators wanted answers about the controversy over long wait times for health care at VA hospitals. A former VA doctor in Phoenix says 40 veterans died last year while waiting for care. There are also allegations that VA records have been manipulated to make it look like veterans are being treated promptly by the VA. Shinseki told the senators that he has ordered the VA's inspector general to conduct a thorough review of those claims.
If any allegations are true, they're completely unacceptable to me, to veterans, and I will tell you the vast majority of dedicated VHA employees who come to work every day to do their best by those veterans.
NPR's Quill Lawrence followed the hearing and joins us now. Quill, welcome.
Thanks.
And as you listened to Shinseki in front of those senators today, what stood out most to you from his testimony?
Well, through the first 45 minutes where it was just senators speaking, Shinseki was his normal sort of emotionless stone-faced self as he listened. When he started talking himself, there was a bit of a change from what we've seen in the past. He stood up to take the oath that he would say the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And then he sat down. He said, "I've been taking oaths for most of my life," just referring to his decades in uniform. And he also mentioned that the senior White House staffer, the deputy chief of staff, Rob Neighbors, that the White House is sending over to the VA to help. Shinseki noted that he served in uniform with Neighbors' father. So he was getting personal in ways that we haven't seen him do before. And I think that has been part of the demand. People say he doesn't communicate enough about what he's doing. I don't think he gave the senators what they wanted. There were many questions they asked about specific examples of these allegations of cooking the books that he didn't know or deferred to his colleague to ask. And in the following hearing, the following panel, the veteran service organizations, some of which support Shinseki, others don't, but most of them expressed a concern that these scandals are scaring veterans away from getting the care they need at the VA. All of these VSOs at the bottom of it want veterans to go into the VA to get the care they need, which they say is excellent if you can get through the horrible red tape of getting access to the system.
And it's scaring them away because they're being left the impression that the care is not high quality?
Yeah, that each of these scandals adds to the, I guess, bad reputation, horror stories about trying to get in. And they're concerned that this is scaring more and more veterans away from care, which is good and is saving lives, is what the VSO said.
We mentioned that Shinseki has said that he's going to have the VA inspector general look into this. But Richard Blumenthal, the Democratic senator from Connecticut, pressed Shinseki on whether that's a job too big for the VA's inspector general. Let's listen to that exchange.
Let me raise sort of the elephant in the room. Isn't there evidence here of criminal wrongdoing, that is, falsifying records, false statements to the federal government? Wouldn't it be appropriate to ask for assistance from the Federal Bureau of Investigation or some other similar agency?
Again, I will work with the IG to make that available to him if that's his request.
Quill, do you think Congress will push for a wider investigation?
The House has already asked the White House to set up a bipartisan commission on the VA. And as Senator Blumenthal was saying, there are suggestions that if there's possible criminal wrongdoing here, that the IG should ask the FBI for help. I think Shinseki really didn't satisfy the senators when they were asking if he had fired people who essentially were who are alleged to have lied about giving about their statistics they were setting up to the front office. And he really wasn't able to answer that exactly. He said that 3,000 VA staff were dismissed from their post last year, but many of them may have been reassigned. He couldn't really tell them if he had fired people for this particular situation.
The American Legion and also some lawmakers have called for Shinseki's resignation. Here's an exchange he had with Republican Senator Dean Heller of Nevada.
Would you explain to me, after knowing all this information, why you should not resign?
Well, I tell you, Senator, that I came here to make things better for veterans. Every day I start out with the intent to, in fact, provide as much care and benefits for the people I went to war with and the people that I spent a good portion of my life doing. This is not a job.
In other words, more of a mission, he seems to be saying. And then he went on to say that he'll continue to serve until President Obama tells him his time is up. But this is a long way from over. You know, the IG's report will be coming out. The House Committee on Veterans Affairs also wants information from him. What are the next steps in this process?
Well, the Inspector General's report could take months. Shinseki's own audit is only supposed to be out in only supposed to take 3 weeks, he said today. So we'll expect more hearings after that. In the meantime, whistleblowers seem to be coming out of the woodwork. Many of these are old issues that are getting a new run in the media. So far, it's just Republicans calling for Shinseki's resignation and one of the very big veterans organizations. But there are big questions now if maybe other VA statistics might be unreliable. The other big question, though, is what happens if you were to relieve General Shinseki? How long would it take someone else to get in? This is the second largest government bureaucracy after the Pentagon. And some of the veteran service organizations wonder how long, how much time would be lost in getting someone new to replace General Shinseki.
That's NPR's Quil Lawrence. Quil, thank you.
Thank you.